story of Mert and Marv. An unexpected last-minute development has completely changed the plans of Mert and Marge for their trip to Chicago. Instead of traveling with the rest of the Hayfield Pleasures Company, they are going by car with Clarence Tiffingtopper. Life with Clarence has never been simple, so there's no telling what will happen on the trip. In just a moment, we'll bring you today's episode in the exciting story of Mert and Marge. The day after Clarence bought his car, an ancient Marmosetta. The New York run of Hayfield's Pleasures closed last night, and everything is set for the company to leave for Chicago. In front of the apartment house where Mert and Marge live, Clarence is waiting. The girls are just about to join him. Mert takes a last look around the place and says,
"Well, do you think we've got everything, Margie?"
"Well, I closed the bags. Say, Myrtle, do you think we've taken enough clothes for the trip?"
"Oh, yeah, plenty. We probably won't need anything but the traveling dresses we have on, and I've left out two heavy coats in case it gets chilly."
"Oh, okay. Oh, come on, Jackie. Come on, let me put your collar on you. You're going on a nice long trip in an automobile."
"Come on, honey, I've got the bag. Just close the door and hang on to the mud."
"Okay. Well, goodbye, little apartment. I hate to leave. Oh, gosh, Myrtle, wait till I take one last look at it."
"We've got to hurry, honey. Come on."
"Okay."
"I rang for the elevator, dear."
"Now, come on, Jackie. Come on, we're going places."
"Pick up the bag."
"Okay, I'll help you."
"Well, Ben, we're on our way."
"Yeah, I sure wish I was going on that trip."
"Oh, I'm so excited about it. We'll go through the mountains."
"Yes, I bet there's fishes in them mountains."
"Well, we won't have time to stop for fishing. We'll just say hello and goodbye to the fishes as we speed along."
"Well, will you carry the bags out to the car, please, Ben?"
"Yes, if you all taking that hound with you?"
"Yes, Ben, he'll be great protection."
"Yes, Miss Margie, some protection."
"Oh, thanks, Ben. Here, you buy yourself a horse and buggy. Goodbye, Ben."
"Yeah, thank you. Goodbye and good luck, Miss Ben."
"Oh, Ben, please turn in these keys at the desk, will you?"
"Yeah, yes, sir."
"Bye."
"Goodbye. Hope you all have a nice trip."
"Thanks, Ben."
"Goodbye again."
"Hurry up, Kate. We've got to step on it."
"Oh, you get in first."
"Okay."
"Hope you've got everything."
"Ye gods, Clarence. Why didn't you put the top up?"
"On this gorgeous night? I should say not many."
"Oh, but we're going out in the open, wide highway. It's a good thing we brought these heavy coats along." "Get in, Marty. I'll shove the bags over to one side."
"Come on, Jackie. Come on. Back here with me. Come on."
"Oh, shades of Pluto. Are we going to take that mutt with us?"
"Why, of course, Clarence. We couldn't leave her to starve."
"Oh, dear. It'll probably shed hair all over everything, especially me."
"Well, let's get started."
"Oh! Bag."
"Well, here we go."
"Oh, boy.
Don't let it jump like that, Clarence. I almost fell off.
I wasn't even seated." "Hey, you think this car's okay?"
"Yeah."
"All right now?"
"Yeah, everything's copacetic. Say, let's stop at Penn Station and say goodbye to the gang. It'll only take a few minutes longer."
"Well, just as you say, Tilly."
"Oh, wasn't it nice of Mr. Hayfield to let us do this?"
"Well, I had to do a lot of fast talking. Said it was against the rules, but I assured him we were all very good drivers."
"Oh, say, girls, we're going by way of Philadelphia."
"Philadelphia? We are not. We take Route 9A to Jersey City, and then we hit Route 22 to Easton, Pennsylvania. That's about 76 miles from New York City."
"Oh, but I wired my mother we'd go through Philly. I haven't seen her in a year."
"Well, it'd be out of our way, Clarence."
"Oh, not much. I've got the route. We go through Newark to Jersey City, New Brunswick, Trenton, and Camden. Cross the river, and there we'll be. It says so right on the log I found in the car."
"Let me see that thing. For heaven's sake, Clarence, this is a 1933 log."
"Well, but Delia, the roads are still there."
"Get off my feet, Jackie."
"And then from Philly, we could go west through Bryn Mawr."
"Oh, that's where the girls' college is. We'll stop and go through it."
"We will not. We have to get to Chicago this year."
"Right after Bryn Mawr, we go through Gettysburg."
"Oh, goody. I've always wanted to see the battlefield."
"Say, what do you think this is, a cook's tour? We've got to make a show Tuesday in Chicago, remember?
Well, after Gettysburg, there's Bedford and Bald Knob Summit.
Hey, that's a mountain, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The elevation is 2,906 feet. I read it in the book. Say, hope we won't get short of breath up there.
Listen, we go through mountains, all right, but we're not going over them. We go through tunnels. Now, listen, no more arguing. Our objective is Eastern Pennsylvania tonight. We ought to make it easy in 2 hours. We'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and be on our way.
Oh, let's decide after we get to the station.
Jack said he'd meet us down at the gate. I wish he were going along. There they are.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Marty. You thought you'd never get here.
Well, we're just going to say goodbye and be on our way.
I'll say, now get your trunk out of my berth.
Billy, this belongs to Gwen and me. You're an upper seven.
Well, of all the crust, putting me in an upper berth.
Well, I hope you fall out on your head.
Oh, please, girls. Let's have peace in the family.
Well, she...
We just time to say goodbye before the train
starts.
Goodbye,
girls.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, you Kate. Oh, say, almost forgot.
Goodbye, honey.
Now, give these keys to Cora. Tell her to get the costumes out as soon as the trunks get in the theater.
Okay, sure.
And girls, don't wait until Tuesday morning to hang your wardrobe
up. Don't
worry. And Nell, will you reserve a nice room for Margie and me at the Sherman?
Oh, all right, Merritt, I'm going there.
Good.
I think I'll go over to the Raleigh Hotel. It's cheap and handy to the Loop, and it has a real social atmosphere.
Listen, I better get going. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Come on, Myrtle.
Goodbye, girls.
Bye.
We'll be seeing
you.
Goodbye,
we'll see you.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
Gee, it was nice of you to come out to the car with us, Jack.
Well, I just can't resist either one of you. Seriously, I'm going to miss you, kids. Will you drop me a line now?
Well, you bet we will,
sure.
Jack.
Mr. Arnold, do you think I'll be safe on this trip with these two Imogenes?
I think so, Clarence.
They're both predatory, you know.
Well,
here we are. Huh. There it is.
Oh, a marmoseta. What year, Clarence?
The judge didn't tell me, but it runs fine.
We hope so. Well, goodbye, Jack.
May I kiss you, Margie, and wish you a nice trip?
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye, Jack. Get my Sanfield out of jail, but fast.
I'll do my best. Want to kiss me goodbye, too?
Must I?
Well.
There. I bet that turned up your toes.
But good. You better get going, ladies, before I ask for more.
Clarence, you going to drive?
Oh, you take the wheel, Mert, until we get out of traffic.
All right. Sit with me, Margie. You sit in the back with Jackie, Clarence.
Oh, dear. Something tells me I won't get along with that pooch. Shove over, Jackie. Ready or not, here I come.
Did you have the car overhauled, Clarence?
Oh, everything's attended to.
Did you have the oil drained and changed?
Of course, Mr. Arnold.
That's good.
Old Detail Clarence, that's me.
Well, we'll get started. What gear shift is this, Clarence?
Oh, the usual.
What do you mean, usual? This car must be 100 years old.
No, it's a little difficult.
Well, there we are. The motor's running. Is this freewheeling?
No, uh-uh.
Well, we're off. Bye, Jack.
Bon voyage, toodaloo, and cheerio.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, be careful.
Bye.
Oh, gosh, he looks kind of lonesome back there.
Get off that seat, Jackie, and keep your head inside the car.
Say, Clarence, Jackie likes fresh air.
Well, I wish you'd leave some for me.
It's a good thing we brought these heavy coats. The air's a little chilly.
Oh, I brought my army blankets.
Clarence, you weren't in the army.
Well, not exactly. I borrowed the blanket from a friend of mine.
Gee, I'm hungry.
Well, we'll stop at a hot dog stand when we get on the Jersey side.
Oh, Jackie, get off my lap.
Don't you like dogs, Clarence?
Not in my lap. I'm going to kill this mutt in about a minute. She's smothering me.
Listen, you put her up here with me, Clarence.
No, I wouldn't be able to drive, Margie. She'd have her tail in my eye.
Well, I'll change seats with you, Clarence. Come on, look out. Here it comes.
Hey, don't hit the wheel.
Now, listen, Clarence, you climb over in the front. Come on.
Hey, well, I hope you two get settled pretty soon.
Oh, boy, that's better. Jackie can keep me warm.
Now I can rest in peace. Oh, Mert, this is heavenly.
Now, when we get to Easton, you put this top up, Clarence.
Tonight, Mert?
Tonight or in the morning. Look at me. I already look as though I've been through a typhoon. Look at my hair.
Yes, Tilly, you look like a witch. All you need is a broom.
Fine. Say, when we stop at the toll gate for the tunnel, I'm going to tie this red scarf on my head.
We're about there, aren't we, Myrtle?
Just about. Get some change out, Clarence.
How much is the toll, Mert?
Oh, I think it's 50 cents.
Oh, dear, the smallest I have is a $10 bill.
It would be.
I got some change, Myrtle. Wait a minute. Oh, here, Clarence.
Oh.
Well, here we are. Pay the toll, Clarence.
Here, mister. Oh, for heaven's sake, Mert. Why didn't you stop? I almost lost my arm.
We gotta keep going. There's a string of cars behind us.
I'm getting sleepy, Myrtle. Jackie's snoring. Guess he loves automobiles.
Oh, this was certainly a ducky idea.
When we hit the breeze again, cover up with that blanket, Margie. I don't want you to catch cold.
Okay, Myrtle.
Think I'll take a little snooze.
Now what? Look at that. It stopped dead.
Hey, what's the matter?
What's wrong, Mert?
Fine old chariot, this is.
Oh, dear. I'm fearful.
Well, what's the
matter, Mert? Tell her, Clarence.
Well, I just forgot one little thing.
Well, what's that, Clarence?
Gasoline.
If the start of the journey is any indication, Mert and Marge's trip to Chicago with Clarence will have few dull moments. What will happen next? Don't miss the next episode in the exciting story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.